You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. Back in 1955, Ernie Wilkins organized a session that included five top-line trumpet players, included Donald Byrd, Ray Copeland, Ernie Royal, Idris Suleiman, and Joe Wilder. The product was a package called Top Brass, and from that package, this is the title track.
Thank you. Thank you.
there's Miles Davis to round out that first set. And that first set was an 8-pack, so hang on. So we go to the top, we'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Top Brass, the title track from an album called Top Brass. It's on the Savoy label, November 1955. Again, if you'll think back, this was a session that was organized by Ernie Wilkins, and he included five, count them, five top-line jazz trumpeters: Donald Byrd, Ray Copeland, Ernie Royal, Idris Suleiman, and Joe Wilder. And back them up, Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums, Ernie Wilkins doing the arranging. Off the package, Top Brass, November 1955. Then we listened to Dodo Marmarosa from July 1950. Why Was I Born? Originally on the Savoy label, Dodo on piano, Thomas Mandris on bass, and Joe Wallace on the drums. Then we had a pair by Charlie Parker from July 1953. We listened to one of several different versions that Charlie did of Now's the Time in the studio. This one for the Verve label, Charlie Parker on alto, Al Haig piano, Percy Heath bass, Max Roach on the drums. And then from March 1946, I believe the original on Yardbird Suite, on the Dial label, Charlie Parker alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, Dodo Marmarosa piano, Arvin Garrison on guitar, Vic McMillan on bass, and Roy Porter on the drums. Then we had a pair under Al Haig's name. From November 1948, we had a piece called Five Star on the Secco label. Al Haig on piano, Wardell Gray tenor, Jim Rainey on guitar, Tommy Potter bass, Charlie Perry on drums, Terry Swope on the vocals. I have a question. Is Terry Swope a man or a woman? A wordless vocal there. After Five Star, we listened to Al and It's Wonderful from March 1954 on the Swing label. Al Haig piano, Bill Crow bass, Lee Abrams on the drums. Then to August of 1949, Bud Powell leading an ensemble here. Piece called Whale on the Blue Note label, with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Sonny Rollins tenor, Tommy Potter bass, Roy Haynes drums, led by Bud Powell on piano. And we ramped it up, Miles Davis from March 1961. Drad Dog was the name of it, off the package called Someday My Prince Will Come on the Columbia label, Miles trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Wynn Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline on the program is anywhere from 1944 through 1964. To start our next set, let's call on Chet Baker. Thank you.
gentlemen, a great big hand for a wonderful young lady, the most talked about young lady in the field. A big hand for the Queen of the Blues, Dinah Washington. Nice having you, dear.
Thank you.
And let's play drums this morning.
Every morning.
What are you going to sing first?
Too soon to know.
We've had a request for it, and we haven't played it just because we knew you were going to make it.
Good.
So,
let's play
go.
Drums.
Go. No bass this time.
Ooh, you think. Does he love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe him when he tells me so? Is he fooling? Is this just a game? Am I the fire or just another flame? Oh, one-sided love will break my heart. He may be just acting and playing a part. If he don't love me, let him tell me so. I can't hold him. If he wants to go, though I it's too soon to know. New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, three places that I can see for me. Some know they've been there and they will agree with me. These three towns jump, jump, yes, siree. There's others you know that are swell, but well, you can always tell. Baby, that NYC, LA, and Chi are always easy on the eye. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. Say, if you go there, I'm sure you will agree with me. Say, there's others you know that are swell, but well, you can always tell. Baby, that NYC, LA, and Chi are always easy on the eye. New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Say, if you go there, I'm sure you will agree with me.
Now you're cheating on the outside, doing anything
cross.
How many times a year do you say, baby, get lost?
As many times as you know.
We play bass, we play drums.
Just like I'm telling you right now, get lost.
Get lost, Dad. You told me a little while ago that you want to dedicate something to somebody.
I'd like to very much.
What does he play? Drums?
Yes, he does.
Where does he live?
Well,
see if
right
I can
now,
guess his name.
Okay.
All right, let's have a guess.
No, you guess.
Well, where does he live?
He lives in Washington, but right now he's in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Wildwood, New Jersey. Let me see. Slim Gaylord's going out to Wildwood, New Jersey.
Heavens, no.
That's for you. Well, let's talk about Slim Gaylord for a bit. Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yes.
Where do you get all these squares? You know you're a lucky girl.
Why?
You pick up on all these squares.
Good.
Is
what
it good?
Got?
Nothing. Good. Nada. Did I tell you that this is WJZ, New York's first station? Did I?
Yeah.
Did I tell you this is the all-night, all-frantic, what's the word?
This is the original thing.
No, no, the word that I taught you many years ago. Verblunget one.
The
Verblunget one.
What else?
That's all.
I dare.
It's a real ball here at Birdland. Make it, don't forget. Verblunget.
You didn't get the last word. What is it? I dare you.
You mean Wildwood, New Jersey?
No, that last word. After
who's working? Lunch. Who's working in Wildwood? Your piano player, you know. What's his name?
Jimmy Cobb.
Jimmy Cobb. Not Arnold Cobb's relative. No?
It's Corn Cobb. Yeah.
Just plain Corn Cobb. And you'd like to dedicate this to Jimmy Cobb?
Yes.
And what is it going to be there?
I want to be loved.
You say you do.
With inspiration, I wanna be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely holding conversation, hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. Starting tonight, embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle diving. To desperation, I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved. Every kind of wonderful sensation. I want to be loved. I don't heckle you when you're back in the broadcast. I won't cry anymore. Now that you've left me, I won't cry anymore. Now that you've gone, I've shed a million tears. Since we're apart, and now that it's got to end, no tears could ever mend a broken heart. I won't sigh anymore. I'll just forget you. For I'm closing the doors of memories. Although you're the one, love, my baby, this is goodbye. You can't make me cry anymore. I won't cry anymore. I'll just forget you. I'm closing the doors of memories. Although you're the one, love, my arms are yearning for. Baby, this is goodbye. And I won't cry anymore.
Did I tell you that you look wonderful?
Yeah, there's Dinah Washington with a broadcast from Birdland in July 1951. Symphony Sid trying to get lucky there. Let's see, what did we hear? We heard It's Too Soon to Know, New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, Baby Get Lost, I Want to Be Loved, and finally, I Won't Cry Anymore. And accompanying, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Al Jones on drums. There's a saxophone that's sort of in and out there. They don't name him. They say that he's from Dizzy Gillespie's band, but they don't name no names. Dinah Washington with a broadcast from Birdland. Before that, we heard Chet Baker. And this is off the package. Chet Baker plays the best of Lerner and Lowe on the Riverside label from back in July 1959, almost like being in love. Chet Baker trumpet, Zoot Sims tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Bob Corwin piano, Earl May bass, and Clifford Jarvis on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. This is one I tried to fit in last week and we ran out of time. This is Basie and the Band off Basie Plays Hefty on the Roulette label. Goes back to April 1958. And it's called Pensive Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Back to October 1958, Wild Bill Davis on the organ there, and On the Street Where You Live. That was off a package, an album called My Fair Lady on the Everest label. Wild Bill Davis on the organ, Maurice Simon tenor, Milt Hinton bass, Joe Jones on the drums. Before that, Basie Band from April 1958 on the Roulette label. Basie plays Hefty. And the tune was Pensive Miss. And that's got it for this week. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week at this same time. Make plans to join us again next week.